We were just, you know, singing your praises, really, Sheldon, because it's been quite a journey to get to head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, 14 years of head coaching experience, a number of championships in both the CCHL and, of course, the Calder Cup with the Marlies. Do you ever have to pinch yourself? Because Brian Burke has said this in the past. He kind of had to pinch himself when he was GM of the Leafs to say, wow, I'm living out maybe what is a career dream. Do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, it certainly is, you know, an honor beyond belief, you know, for anybody in hockey, I think, as Berkey, I'm sure, felt. But being someone that grew up in the area here and, you know, my family's still in this area, you know, it is a special feeling. And for sure, there are definitely those moments in time where you kind of catch yourself at the same time, Berkey, as I'm sure you felt and you know that when you're get going in the day-to-day and you're busy, it kind of blocks all that part of it out. But I think it is nice and it is important at the same time to keep things in perspective and recognize how great an honor and responsibility that you have.
Berkey?
That's right. So, Sheldon, thank you for joining us. We've been asking the coaches that have come on, take us through their path from your first coaching job and take us through the progression through the Sioux and up to the NHL.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I was pretty fortunate in a lot of ways that I was able to make that, you know, that quick transition from OHL to pro hockey and then finding my way to the NHL. But, you know, it was really on the backs of the better part of 7 years at the junior A level and starting in Pembroke with the Lumberkings. When I coached that team, that's where I started coaching kind of right out of playing. And I was fortunate that I owned the team at the time. And while I was still playing, I bought the junior A team. And it was more something that thought would be kind of cool to have a chance to own a team and maybe something to do when I was done playing. Of course, thinking that it would be a lot further down the road than it was. But nonetheless, it gave me an opportunity to stay involved in the game. And I quickly learned through my time, even while still playing and owning the team and getting more and more involved through the off seasons with the team, that I really had a connection with that side of the game. And then I had a chance as an owner to give myself a job and coach and learn on the fly and all those types of things. So those years were massive for me on so many levels, not just the coaching side, but just as a man and as somebody developing a young family, a chance to have some stability, and really kind of got me going from there.
Stewie?
And then what was your next step after that?
Well, after those years in Pembroke, I was fortunate to get the call from Kyle Dubas, who was in the Sioux at the time, and was looking at making a coaching change mid-season. It was late November, early December. And, you know, he gave me that call and you know, we wanted to make a change. And well, I was fortunate to get a chance to go in there on the fly. And it was a major change, major life change, and happened pretty much overnight, and having to pack up and leave Pembroke and head to the Sioux and then resume duties there. So I was in the Sioux for the rest of that season plus two more. And then again, got the call from Kyle to take over at the Marlies organization there. So that was my intro to pro hockey and coached a little over four seasons there. And then of course, mid-season, you're getting the call to join the Leafs and get my chance in the NHL.
Really, we're trying to stress to our listeners that it's not just walk in and who you know when you get this job. You got to put in your time, and your winning percentage with Pembroke and with the Sioux is phenomenal. So, and with the Marlies, so it's a long journey. It took you how many years from your first coaching job till the Leafs?
Well, I think David said it was 14 years as a head coach. That I've been put into it. I said those six and a half to seven years in Pembroke were really where it started, and that was really kind of going, you know, sort of starting over in so many ways. And you know, you're not in pro hockey, you're not in even in major junior hockey, but you're starting in a small town in junior A hockey and really starting. That's really where it was for me. And as I said, I was the owner of the team as well, so it wasn't really even about coaching, frankly. I mean, as an owner of a junior A team, you're doing everything from scouting, recruiting. That junior A league is one of the only leagues in Canada that actually has a draft. So you're doing all those types of work, but you're also handling billets and volunteers and sponsorships and advertising and community work. And that's really where I thought I grew the most, was in that area. And the coaching was, you know, kind of learning on the fly and almost secondary. But that's really where my foundation as a man, to be able, you know, you go from the routine of playing and, you know, you're a player, you're just focused on playing, and all of a sudden you're running a business. And it just so happens to be that it's in hockey, but you're running a business that is truly ingrained in the community there in Pembroke, and really learn the value of community, the value of people. Through that time, I mean, we also ran the concessions there in Pembroke when I was there too. So, you know, sometimes you would be stocking the snack bar and loading up the truck with all the different supplies, from French fries, coffee, to everything that you normally get in your regular minor hockey arena. We would be handling all of that. And like a lot of times I'd be planning practice while tying my skates because we were so busy doing other things, but that gave me a chance to stay in the game and learn on the fly. And without that organization and all the people that gave me a chance there and supported our cause while trying to run a junior A team, you know, I wouldn't have a chance at doing what I'm doing now.
We're joined by Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe alongside Anthony Stewart and Brian Burke. Anthony, why don't you get a question in for Sheldon?
Yeah, for sure. Sheldon, it's pretty tough to drown out the media as a player. How's the transition been to coaching? And do you read the headlines or do you keep up with what the media is saying?
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it is difficult, of course. And I think it's important to stay focused on the task at hand. But at the same time, I don't hide from the fact that a major part of my job and a major responsibility is to handle the media and to deal with them on the daily basis. And I think it's important to have a sense of what's being talked about and how my words impact a lot of ways of what's out there and what the players are consuming and all of that. So, you know, our media relations team does a really great job of keeping me in the loop of what's happening, and I do get a bit of a snapshot every day of the headlines and kind of what is being talked about. Don't really have the time to really consume the details of it, but you get a quick sense of the narrative. But I did take, you know, a lot of time while I was with the Marlies at the American League level to really learn about the media, knowing that if I was ever going to coach in the NHL, it was going to be a big part of what I was going to do. And I'm right there, or right here, I should say, in this market, where everything's right there. And then have someone like Mike Babcock, who's so experienced and so good at handling the media, get a chance to really see and how he answers questions, how things go. And I've, you know, for a long time now, watched a lot of coaches and how they handle their scrums and all those different things. And I think it is important to know what's happening, but it's also important to stay confident and focused on the things that are most important to you as a coach and to your team and have that be the priority. But, you know, I can't hide from the fact that it is a major part of the job, in particular in this market.
Sheldon, it's been 3-plus weeks since the season started, this pause. How often do you talk to the players on your team, and how tough is it in this situation to kind of hope that they're maintaining, staying in some form of shape, because there is that possibility of getting back on the ice?
Yeah, you know, it is a challenge, of course, and on so many levels. But you know, a lot of our staff, our training staff, medical staff, strength and conditioning staff, doing a really good job of staying on top of those types of things and working with the players, depending on what their individual setup, I should say, is. My communication with the players is varied, from phone calls to text messages, emails, and all those types of things, just to stay connected with all of that. But, you know, it's challenging in a lot of different ways, and the uncertainty of knowing or not knowing when you're going to play. But the big thing for us is to just remain focused on the day-to-day and try to control what we can control in terms of being prepared, both as a coaching staff, doing our job, and then the players in doing theirs. Well, of course, we acknowledge that it is a difficult time, but we have to stay focused on what we can, and then at the same time, just trust, trust that the right decisions will be made by the health officials and the NHL and the NHLPA, and we just have to do our part to stay home and allow everything to take its course and be as prepared as possible when we do get back.
What about injured players, Sheldon?
Here on Hockey Central.
Sorry, what was that?
How are your injured guys doing? You get McKayev and some of these guys back?
Yeah, they're doing really well. The reports that I've gotten, McKayev, he had been skating almost every day, as the injured players had been continuing their rehab protocols across the league. And McKayev and Muzzin have been our two guys that continued to work their way back to full health. And the reports are that both are doing very well. And if or when we are to resume, those guys would be available to us.
Stewie?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask...
Anthony?
Yeah, your brother Adam's coaching in the British League, and my brother was actually playing there last year against him with the Nottingham Panthers. Is there any plans for him to come and coach in North America one day?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question, and I appreciate you asking it. He's working away at creating his own identity as a coach, and retired from playing not too long ago, in Belfast there as the captain, and spent a lot of time in that area and in that community, and is really entrenched there. I think he's really enjoying what he's doing and learning how to coach, and he's found a way to have success and win championships there at the same time. But he's, as I said, very entrenched in the community there. He married a girl from there, and he's extremely happy. But, I think as he continues to learn and get more experienced, and he'll create opportunities for himself, but I do know he's very happy there.
Sheldon, one of the things that's interesting about your situation in Toronto is it's such a young team. There's so many guys really at the start of their careers. You only have a few real seasoned veterans, and two of them, Kyle Clifford and Jason Spezza, are pending UFAs. How do those two guys provide some help for you? Maybe that extra voice or being able to set that example for some of the younger players on the team?
Well, they certainly do help, and experience is important. Those are two of the guys for sure that offer a lot in that department for us. Obviously, John Tavares does, as we all know, and Jake Muzzin does, Morgan Riley. They have their own experiences that go a long way for our group. But their voices are important, and we've learned to really rely on that. Kyle Clifford's addition to our group, I think, was a very good one. And he's a guy that not only just from what he says, but just the way that he goes about his business every day. He's the first to arrive in the building, seems every single day, and he doesn't take a day off. It seems like he doesn't take a minute off in terms of his focus and his preparation. Everything that he's doing is to give himself the best opportunity to be ready and to perform. And I think, a lot of that is born out of where he came from and the environment he came from in L.A., and the success that they had in that organization, winning Stanley Cups, and we're able to benefit from that. As I said, each player that we have brings their own experience, and we have some younger players that have some great experience and great leadership qualities as well. And it's just a matter of things taking their time to develop and come together. And I think that's really where we are. It's a team that, as you said, is a very young team and has also had a lot of turnover from one year to the next. And part of our evolution here is taking some time for it to really, really come into form. But when we've been at our best, we really like what we've seen. Of course, we haven't done it nearly enough and consistently enough, and that's our greatest challenge, to get to that level.
Berkey.
Sheldon, tell us about Rasmus Sandin. He's had some really good games. He's struggled a bit at times. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, he's he's a still a young defenseman that, you know, you do expect that he's going to have some moments that aren't going to go so well. But the fact that we've seen some really strong games and strong play from him, in particular his play with the puck, is just his poise and confidence that he shows at the NHL level, is a really good, healthy sign for us and for his future. As he gets stronger and more comfortable with the pace and the strength of the players, away from the puck and in 50-50 type situations and net front battles, all those types of things, as he continues to grow at that level there, or to that level, I should say, like he's done at the AHL level, where things happen a little bit slower and a little bit easier for him in that sense. We think we've got a great player there, but his tools are all there. He's an incredible kid. He works extremely hard, very focused and confident in himself. And in time, is going to prove to be a very important piece of our club.
I agree. Conversation with, that, by with the way.
Definitely. In conversation with Sheldon Keefe, Leafs head coach, Anthony.
A little off-ball question here. I wanted to ask, a couple of my buddies are still playing right now, and I can see them being GMs one day, and my first call to them is going to be asking them for a job. So do you have any ex-teammates calling you right now, trying to get the hookup with scouting or getting in getting their feet wet in the National Hockey League?
Shortly after I got the job, there was hundreds of messages flying back and forth. I wouldn't say so much with people looking for jobs or anything like that, but when you have a position like this, what it does do is puts you in the news and all those types of things, and gives you an opportunity to connect with people that maybe you haven't seen or heard from in quite amount of time. So I wouldn't say that anybody's looking for anything from me, but more a chance to reach out and congratulate me. And a lot of different teammates over the years at all different levels, and players that I coached at all different levels too. So, when you have all those people that you've crossed paths with, and really anybody you cross paths with in their own way contributes to who you are and what you're doing. So it was really a great opportunity to connect with a lot of people, and a lot of those, those simple text messages or phone calls that you get turn into a lot more and kind of reconnecting with people. So that was a really fun time, and I'm grateful that a lot of people did reach out.
Sheldon, we know you have a conference call coming your way in a matter of moments, so I'll just leave you with this. We had a quick debate about playoff formatting and if the season can be saved down the stretch. Are you looking at it any particular way, what the best case scenario would be as far as moving forward to continue and finish this season?
Well, certainly, like anyone else, internally you're going to have your discussions and debates and your what-ifs, but every time I really bring it back to the fact that nobody knows, and so many things are out of our control here, so we're just going to trust the judgment of the health officials and the NHL. They're going to make the right decision for everybody, and it's our job as a staff and as players to just control what we can control and be as prepared as possible for whatever the format might be and whatever the timelines might be. So just focus with it on every day as it comes and try to get a little bit better every day, despite the circumstances and despite the conditions that we have or that we're in. And also keep things in perspective too, that there's a lot bigger things happening in the world that are more important than what we have going on. So stay focused on what we're doing, but also think about and be grateful for all the people that are doing their best to help us get back to normalcy.